This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Upside.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Crews have been removing part of the collapsed bridge from the Port of Baltimore. Mayor Brandon Scott speaking on CBS about the toll of this catastrophic event.
I'm focused on the total impact of on humans, right? And that begins with the loss of life. That then goes to what's going to happen for those families and then the economic realities following this.
CBS's Nicole Scango with more on the ongoing operation.
Crews have begun to cut the steel wreckage surrounding the container ship. The 21-member crew and two pilots remain on board. That is standard to ensure that the vessel doesn't pose a future risk, but officials confirm they are safe.
CBS's five-year investigation of the mysterious brain injuries reported by U.S. national security officials reveals new evidence Russia may be involved. These injuries have been called Havana syndrome. The government calls them anomalous health incidents. 60 Minutes' Scott Pelley reports.
Mark Zaid, it has more than 24 clients suffering symptoms of Havana syndrome.
The one thread that I know of with the FBI personnel that is common among most, if not all, of my clients, other than the family members connected to the employee, was they were all doing something relating to Russia.
He has a security clearance and for decades has represented Americans working in national security.
Publicly, U.S. intelligence says there's no credible evidence that an adversary is inflicting traumatic brain injuries on national security officials. Anti-government protesters took to the streets of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem today, CBS's Holly Williams reports.
Thousands were on the streets, angry at the way Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has handled the conflict.
This government is doing horrendous things in Gaza, not in our name. And we want the government to take responsibility and resign today, right now.
Meanwhile, the U.S. and Israel are expected to hold a virtual meeting tomorrow to discuss the Biden administration's alternative proposals to an Israeli military invasion into the Gaza city of Rafah. What's happening on the presidential campaign trail?
President Biden is expected to spend the week here in Washington. The former president will be on the road, making stops in Michigan and Wisconsin ahead of another round of primaries on Tuesday. He'll then spend the latter half of the week fundraising down in Florida. Trump is looking to raise more than $33 million. Some of that money will go to his campaign. Other parts of that fundraising will go to the PAC that pays a majority of his legal bills.
CBS's Skylar Henry. This is CBS News.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Lair with Kaylin Colt. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night across Wisconsin. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. And this is Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home now at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. Radio is also sponsored by Honeybee Cannabis, Wisconsin-grown cannabis from seed to shelf. It's all Wisconsin. THC-infused drinks, real organic fruit juice, gluten-free, no sweeteners, Honeybee Cannabis. Find them at on Facebook and also Jennifer Street Market and Woodman's.
Jimmy, Josh Hardy is a messenger, a North Dakota songsmith. Glide Magazine calls Josh a true son of the heartland whose bold defiance and riveting delivery channel the essence of American music. As the son of a small-town police chief and preacher, grandson of a South Dakota polka legend, Josh has released several internationally acclaimed albums that included U.S. and European touring. And when Josh is not on the road, he resides in Madison. And tonight, Josh Hardy is right here in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Josh, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Oh, it's so great to have you here.
Great to see you again. What's your t-shirt? It's a pretty cool design on there of a like cartoon.
Yes, that's Genevieve Hayward.
Mm. Oh,
yeah, well, who's that?
She's fantastic. She's from the Fox. No, she's from Sturgeon Bay, but she lives in Nashville now. You should check her out. She is outstanding.
Genevieve Hayward.
Okay. Wow. I'm going to write that down.
Sporting it.
Hey, it appears the last time you were on the show, it was November of 2023, and you were here with Blake Thomas.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are so happy to have you back here. So let's start at the beginning. We'd like to roll it all back before we go forwards. We want to get to know you a little bit. We heard this great history about you, but here's something I didn't know. You actually started performing at 5 years old.
It's true.
Recorded your first record when you were 9, your second by 11. How in the heck did you do all of that? How did you start playing and why?
I had a great agent. Guy was on top of it.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. You're like the Sheldon Young of music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, my dad, like I said, he was really involved in the church. And so there was a church band that used to go out to the old folks' homes. And I used to hang around. And I've still got this a music stand. It's this old like iron and oak thing. And I used to sit underneath this music stand when they would rehearse. And so I knew all the songs. And they were supposed to play one Saturday afternoon at a place called Bethany Homes in Fargo. And somebody got sick and they couldn't do it. And so me and my dad went. And that just kind of started this thing.
That is so cool.
Every Saturday. And we started like on the retirement home tour. And then we moved on up to like the Lions clubs and the Elks clubs. And before you knew it, it was pretty much any place in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota that had a potluck.
Interesting. Go back to 9 years old. What was the name of the album and what was the music on it?
It was mostly like country gospel stuff. It was called A Little Bit of Love.
Little Bit of Love. is that streaming on all channels right now?
Well, you know, actually, I just found the master tapes this week.
So
ooh, wow, really?
Yeah, it was cool. Like I've often told people that, you know, like everybody's always talking about like the analog and digital argument, you know, and stuff. And I never really remember recording on analog at all, but it turns out I did when I was 9. And so I've got these tapes now.
Was that at a studio?
Yeah, it was actually in the same. I was actually in the studio. I was looking at the dates, and they included some kind of like a schedule in these master tapes. Yeah. And I was there the same month as Johnny Lang when he recorded his first record called Smokin'.
Wow.
Yeah, it was this place called Media Productions in Fargo.
You keep good company.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love this, though, because you're talking about gospel, and we also mentioned polka music. I'm still having a hard time understanding how the two may go together.
Dancing.
Or maybe don't. Dancing.
Dancing, maybe. Yeah. I think one came the night before the other.
Oh. Well said. Yes.
That makes perfect sense.
I am stealing that line from you. That's really good.
Oh, well, you know, tell us about an Ed Schultz interview. Is it the Ed Schultz I'm thinking of? At 11 years old.
He was Big Eddie. Yeah.
Wow.
But at the time, he was just the newscaster on Channel 6, I think, in Fargo.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he was just Ed Schultz. He was, he was the sports guy, and his wife, Maureen, was the newscaster.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
Were you nervous?
Not really. I think at that point, I was like 11 or 12 years old, and I was probably pretty cocky at that point, you know.
Because you're already successful.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I had two records. I hardly ever went to school, you know, because we were playing.
Were you wearing sunglasses?
I should have been. But I had a pretty classy suit, though, and a leather tie, like one of those leather ties that are about an inch and a half.
Oh, you must have been so cute.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. Oh, man.
Oh, I bet.
That was back in the 80s, wasn't it? I wanted one of those. I had one of those, but I didn't pull off the look very well.
I don't think anybody did.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, unless you were Don Johnson.
Right.
But
oh, yeah.
Which is exactly who I wanted to be.
Yeah. Oh, my. Well, mm-hmm. Let's get to some live music in the Lair with Josh Hardy, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called You and I, and it's from your Long List of Lies album. Tell us about this song before you play it.
Well, like the rest of the record, it was. It's a breakup song. It's a breakup record. It's. It was probably one of the easiest records I've ever written. You know, like everything is.
It was real.
It was real. You know, mm-hmm. and everything is. Comes pretty quick. In those times.
Well, let's check it out right now. You're live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. It's Josh Hardy on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Some other time in another life, you and I'll get together once in a while, and it'll all be fine. You and I, the time's got a way of making itself a little bit hard on everyone else, and I don't know why. Still, we try, and then we talk again and tell ourselves one more chance and everything gonna be alright. But looking back, we both did overs what this was coming to. Then we talk again, tell ourselves one more chance and everything gonna be alright. But looking back, we both knew that over's what this was coming to. Got a picture of you, keep to myself, reminding me time we spent trying to hold on, trying to hold on. And now 3 years went by, I think to myself, what would I have done for somebody else, and what comes to mind? How lonely am I? Then we talk again and tell ourselves one more chance and everything gonna be alright. But looking back, we both knew that over's what this was coming to. Then we talk again and tell ourselves one more chance and everything gonna be alright. But looking back, we both knew that over's what this was coming to. Coming to. Oh, oh.
Josh Hardy live in the Lair here. Beautiful. On Max Inc. Civic Media. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want to call and ask Josh a question, he would love to answer it. Don't forget, you can call or text inside the Civic Media app.
Josh, I want to know what brought you to Madison from Fargo, North Dakota.
A girl.
Hence all the breakup songs.
Right? Oh, ouch.
It's true.
Well, what's kept you here?
You know, I suppose a lot of things. My intention, when I came to Madison, my intention was to live here for 2 years. And that was 20 years ago.
No kidding.
Wow. Madison has a habit of sucking people in.
It really does.
It really does. I mean, you know, like in 2012, my girlfriend at the time, my wife now, we left. I started touring a lot. And kind of the goal of that was, I mean, to play and to travel. But the other part was kind of to find a place that'd be like the next chapter. Yeah. And you know, there were some places on the list that we thought about moving to and everything, but you know, nothing really clicked all the boxes that Madison does.
Is there any comparisons between Madison and Fargo?
They are both places.
Anything related to music that stands out to you, or not so much?
No, I mean, Fargo. To be honest, Fargo really does have a really cool scene. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so far away from everything that it kind of comes up with its own sound.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, like Secretly Canadian is from there, the record label.
Okay.
I think they're out of Bloomington, Indiana now, but but that started there, and like there was a band called Godhead Silo that was really huge from there. I mean, Peggy Lee.
No kidding.
Is actually from Fargo. I used to play in a Mexican restaurant like every other week that used to be the little club where she got her start back in the 50s.
Oh, that is cool.
Is it anything like the movie Fargo?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean...
Really?
I mean, if you get 20 miles outside of town, like that accent gets real thick.
Yeah.
I've worked pretty hard to get rid of it.
I didn't know South Dakota had accents. Or well, North Dakota.
North Dakota. Oh, yeah. Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez. Let me tell you.
It's a little Canadian, little Wisconsin, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's definitely got some Wisconsin. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like a Scandinavian kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. North Dakota has accents, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely an accent.
A little bit of northern Wisconsin rocker, the Youpers there.
There you go.
Yeah, I think like the Youper accent is probably a cousin.
Yeah.
Josh, you have been a member of the Folk Alliance, founding member of the Wisconsin Room, an organization that promotes Wisconsin artists. Tell us about community building and why you feel that's so important.
I think because nothing moves forward without it.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of like we were talking earlier, you know, the idea of having, you know, people who are excited about what they're doing and the thing that they're a part of is more powerful than anything else, you know. And Folk Alliance is really cool, you know, because it's as implied by the name, you know, the folk music thing and stuff. It's not really, it goes much further than that. What it really is just kind of a grassroots organization of people who don't have record labels, people who don't have a tour bus, you know, people who just want to play music and they've got something to share. They've got a story that they want to get out. Mm-hmm. And this is like a big clubhouse. And it's for networking. And I got to be part of it thanks to the Mad Folk Society, Darlene Bueller here in town.
Oh, yes.
She's the first one that brought Blake and I down there years ago when it was in Memphis. And I thought it was amazing because, you know, like it's this huge trade show. You've got 1,200 musicians. And now at this point, I mean, it's got to be
much larger.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be like 3,000
wow.
industry professionals. You've got musicians. You've got radio people. You've got record promoters. You've got booking agents. You've got concert promoters, people who host house concerts, people who book clubs. And they're all in this hotel for 5 days. And it's like this great big incubator, you know, and they're. I mean, you can go and get your teeth checked out if you need, because, you know, musicians don't have a ton of money.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
You know, you can get earplugs, and you can also go to these, like, panel discussions, and you can learn about the business. Like, because the thing that I think that is such a caveat for so many musicians and stuff is that there's also this horrible, terrible business side that nobody knows about. You know, nobody can do their taxes. You can go there, and you can get a tutorial on doing your taxes correctly. You know, and then at night, three floors of the hotel, it's a huge hotel, and three floors, all of the rooms turn into concert venues.
Oh, that's so cool.
So you just wander through the halls, and there are hundreds of shows going on and stuff. And like I've done like rounds with people like Willie Porter.
Oh, Willie.
Peter Mulvey.
Yeah.
And Tim Grimm. Like all of these huge heavy hitters, you know, people who demand a much bigger ticket price than I do, but everybody's kind of the same because everybody's there just trying to network and get to the next level and just building that community.
You could raise your price, you know, you can get a couple more bucks.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
So now the Wisconsin Room is about promoting Wisconsin artists in Europe. Tell us how this has helped kind of Wisconsin artists in getting over to Europe.
Well, it's more, honestly, it's more so about you know, like through the folk lines community and in the States. I try to move it over to Europe as much as I can. So far, I've only been able to help one dude over there a little bit.
But one somebody, is not zero. You know, you've got somewhere you start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, and it kind of happened by chance. Like the only reason that it happened is because it was I was there and a friend, you probably know him, Mark Croft.
Sure. Oh, yes.
He was going over and we were able to connect and we played some shows and we had a fantastic time. And that was kind of how that, you know, began.
Yeah.
And so now, I mean, pretty much where it's at right now is I'm kind of like, I just try to be an open book. You know, I started touring over there in like 2011 and it's not that hard. You know, it just takes a little bit of elbow grease and it takes a community.
If there's one piece of advice or maybe two pieces real quick to give a musician out there that is looking to play shows in Europe, to book those international tours, what's the secret sauce? What's the ingredient that they need to know?
I don't expect to make a lot of money. Yeah. You know, I mean, I call it somebody, I think he was in the UK somewhere. Somebody referred to it. I was talking to a guy late one night. And he described it as, you know, the idea, because we were talking about this thing about, you know, bringing people over, that it's not, you know, that hard, that you can kind of go over and make a vacation out of it and you can make some music out of it and everything. And they called it a busman's tour or a bus driver's tour. Mm. You know, it's like when the bus driver goes on vacation, he's still driving, you know. So it's like you kind of, you know, you pay your way. Mm-hmm. Kind of and everything. You're not going to make a lot of money, but you can do it and you can meet some amazing people. I mean, I've met some wonderful people.
Yeah.
You know,
sounds amazing.
I would imagine you could make enough money, you know, to pay for your lodging and some food in your belly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, and then, yeah, I mean, if you want to, I mean, then there's, you know, there are steps to take and then you can start, you know,
yeah,
building it and not just play the puzzle.
One person that's very successful in touring Europe and are all around actually is Brett Newsky.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That guy is amazing. And just is the way he markets himself to do this.
Yep.
It's pretty cool to watch him do that.
Yeah. So actually Newsky's a great example of like you asked like the one piece of advice. And I guess that would be watch what Brett does, you know, because like he and I've had tons of conversations about it. I mean, he and I, we shared an agent actually in Switzerland for a long time. You know, and that just happened because we were having a breakfast up in Sturgeon Bay,
interesting.
You know,
and
you just start swapping stuff and he's so organized. He carries this little, like he's like, old school in the sense that he carries around one of those little Mead notebooks like this big, you know.
He writes
like,
everything down.
He writes it all down and he keeps it in his pocket. And like you start talking and he's like, oh, wait, you know, and he pulls out this little notebook and he writes it down. But yeah, I mean that and that guy, I mean, he works harder than anybody I know. He works circles around me any day of the week.
I bet he'll hear this and be like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
But he'll throw it back at you. Yeah.
You owe me, Brett.
Good. Very good. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Josh Hardy. This next song you have for us tonight is the title track from your album, Holding On. Oh, boy. Is this a song about losing your sanity on the road?
Oh, it sure is.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, I think it's kind of a song about getting to the brink. I wrote this song in like 2014 and we had just done, it was almost a year of totally constant, 5 months alone in Europe.
Oof, wow.
And I don't even remember how many shows there were. I mean, it was crazy. I know that we came home on December 14th. And the last show that I played was in this big tent. And it was actually the last couple of shows in the UK and it was raining and it was like 45 degrees.
Yeah, yuck.
And it was one of the, like, you know, and all I wanted was just a cup of coffee, you know, like, I mean, you know, black tea is cool for a while.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to
fill.
Yeah. I just wanted to go home. And at the time we didn't have a home. And so we actually got to Atlanta where, my wife's family was, and they had a spare room.
Oh.
And we just crashed in Atlanta for a number of weeks, and I pulled the curtains and sat and wrote some songs, and this was the first one that came out.
Oh, I can't wait to
hear it.
Let's
check it out right now. Josh Hardy is live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. The song is called Hold On, or Holding On, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I've seen the country, oh, I've been around. I've seen the sunrise from a thousand places, from a thousand little towns. Miles and miles and miles, it always stays the same. Turn the dial on the radio, the voices never change. I keep holding on, holding on for now. I keep holding on, holding on somehow. You think I'd know better, maybe realize by now that somewhere between right and wrong, there's a place to settle down. Why I keep answering to myself. Why not go on home, take a little rest? But I keep holding on, holding on for now. I keep holding on, holding on somehow. But How long till the sun goes down and I'm gone? Well, I keep holding on for now. I keep holding on somehow. I keep holding on for now. I keep holding on somehow.
Josh Hardy live in the lair here on Max Inc. on Civic Media, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, Terry.
Yeah. How about, Josh, tell us about, this is incredible, opening up for B.B. King when you were little, young?
No.
Yeah?
No.
No.
I was an adult at that point.
Okay.
Well, I mean, adult.
I know. As adult as we get, right? Never grow up.
Well, B.B. King, wow.
Yeah. How did you get a gig like that, and did you get to meet him?
Nobody gets to meet B.B. King.
No!
He had this entourage of these dudes, and like there were probably 12 of them that were all, I would assume they had played football at some point. They were all dressed in Armanis, and they all had 9mm under their arms.
Wow.
Oof.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. That's
B.B. is protected.
That is eye-opening for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you didn't get to meet him, he probably didn't get to tell you any secrets or give you any advice or anything?
I didn't.
No.
Okay. I mean, he did say thanks on stage, which was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, because he could have ignored you, I guess, altogether.
Yeah. I did get to touch his guitar.
Oh,
wow.
That was on stage during soundcheck.
Lucille?
And so I, Well, or the stand-in, you know, but yeah.
Still, what a cool story.
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, I was, I played in this little cafe all the time called the Full Circle Cafe, and the woman who owned it, Deb, she was also kind of a promoter in town, and she called me on a Monday, and she asked me what I was doing on the weekend, and I said nothing, you know, I wasn't playing. And she said, well, do you have 45 minutes of original music? And I said, well, yeah. And she said, well, I mean, if you've got Saturday night open, would you like to open up for B.B. King? And I kind of picked myself off the floor and I said, well, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. Yeah.
I would imagine no matter what the plans were that night, they would have canceled.
They would have canceled.
For BB. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like she told me the details, like she, you know, it paid like $100 and she told me to be there for sound check at 5 and I hung up because that's the way, you know, business was done back then. And
an actual telephone.
Yeah, an actual telephone. Luckily, my phone was not turned off at the time. Like, you know, disconnected. But then I hung up the phone and I was like, well, shoot, I guess I better write 45 minutes of music.
Oh, no, you did not.
Because at,
awesome.
Because at that point, I had not written a song. I didn't have anything.
Oh, no.
And so I sat there for the next, like, 4 days, and I wrote 10 songs, and I played them that night, and it was great. And, I mean, I don't know if it was great. I had a wonderful time, and I recorded my first record of my adult life, you know, about a month after that.
Wow.
And that was, I mean, it was that show that is directly responsible for everything that, you know, has kind of come afterwards.
Well, thank you for sharing that story.
Plus, you got to fondle Lucille.
I did.
So, speaking about songwriting, tell us about the Steel Bridge Song Foundation, and without cursing, tell us about the creator, Pat McDonald. The Steel Bridge is in Sturgeon Bay, right?
Mm-hmm. It is in Sturgeon Bay.
Isn't that a little motel?
Yeah,
where it all goes down.
It's the Holiday Music Motel.
That's it.
Yeah.
Place is legendary.
It is absolutely legendary. And I mean, you know, Pat McDonald, just for being Pat McDonald is absolutely legendary. But he's legendary for this too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I love the Folk Alliance. I think it's a fantastic outfit, and I love the experience. But the Steel Bridge Song Festival and Love on Holiday and Dark Songs is an experience that, I mean, gosh, I almost, yeah, like it, I mean, it's incredible, you know, like, I think for Steel Bridge, you get, you know, we'd get 54 usually writers up there.
Wow.
And everybody stays in the motel. It's kind of like the Folk Alliance in that way, but everybody stays there. And we get there on Sunday, you have dinner, Sunday night, you go into the warehouse and he's got a Jameson bottle set up on this little platform and it spins and we play spin the bottle.
Oh, wow.
And so everybody stands in a circle and he spins the first one, Pat does, and it lands on somebody. And then, you know, so you're number one and then you go, you spin it, number two.
Oh, my gosh.
Number two goes and spins it. For three,
you're creating your band,
and then you've got your group.
Yeah,
you've got your writing group.
So cool!
And so that goes for everybody in the room. Everybody gets busted up into groups of three, and you go and you start writing, and you write a song. And then the next day, you go to one of the three recording studios that are on the premises, and you record that song. And by the end of the week, I mean, I think usually there's, you know, 40, 50, 60 songs.
Wow!
And then there's a show on Friday and Saturday night at Third Avenue Playhouse. And it's, you get to watch this show with all new songs.
Please tell me this is still going on.
It's not happening at the moment.
Okay. That's what I had thought I heard.
Yeah.
How many years were you going there?
I went there from 2015, I think, until the end.
Have you ever seen Daniel Stoffels naked?
Do I have to answer that?
You're being incriminated.
No, you don't. I hope it comes back.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard so many good things about this, and okay.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Out of the Dark, and this was written at the Steel Bridge Festival.
That's correct. This was actually written the first year that we went online. It was written during COVID. Because we couldn't be together, and so we still did the bottle spin, and we wrote the songs on Zoom, and then everybody had like a little recording studio at their house, and so we multi-tracked everything, and we built these songs, and then after that, we made videos.
Talk about adding a challenge into this whole thing.
Yeah, but it was great. I mean, you know, Steel Bridge, made everybody there not only a better songwriter and a better musician, and made people better people. And it also, like, you got your video chops up, you know, and you got to learn Pro Tools, and it was fantastic.
That's awesome.
Sounds like fun. Out of the Dark, Josh Hardy, live in the Lair on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Paint me silver, paint me gold. I look strong, but I'm afraid of the waters below. It's not as simple if you pick it apart. Nothing looks the same when you watch from afar. I'm at an impasse, which road will I take? Should I take credit or just keep casting the blame? It's difficult to make decisions when we're on the run. You can pray for a pretty outcome or pray for what comes. Love is the only bridge. Love is the only bridge that'll lead you. Damage unknown could lead to collapse. See how the relevant forces react. But under the rust, I could use some repair. With no one watching, it's easier not to care. Well, I have limits, I might say. Stealing my resolve, I'll trade it for peace one day. Love is the only bridge. Love is the only bridge that'll lead you. Love is the only bridge. Love is the only bridge that'll lead you. Out of the dark. Out of the dark. Love is the only bridge that'll lead you out of the dark. Out of the dark. Thank you.
Beautiful. Josh Hardy live in the lair here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Stand by, everybody. We'll be right back with more live music. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon, Sunday, April 7th, featuring Linda and the Zeros and Automatic Lover. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Get advance tickets now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed. Saturday night across Wisconsin, welcome back to Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Buy or sell your next home right now at MoveToMadison.com. Also got to give a shout out to Green Delivery Service here in Madison. Legal hemp flower, hemp products, edibles, smoking accessories delivered right to your door serving Dane County. Order online right now at GreenDeliveryService.company.site.
Jimmy, let's get back to live music in the lair with Josh Hardy, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called English Rain, and it sounds wet and cold. Is this song about being on tour?
It sure is.
Oh, you guys are batting 1,000 tonight on
How
that.
How about it?
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's a song about being on tour and wishing that I wasn't on tour.
Ooh. Yeah.
I think anybody that, you know, doesn't say that sometimes you just don't want to be there, they're not telling the truth.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? Well, let's hear it. English Rain is Josh Hardy live in the lair on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Can we start that over again? It's my fault. I apologize here. All right, go ahead.
Coffee on a Sunday morning, bought a ticket on an outbound train somewhere out west tonight. Oh, walking in the English rain, it never occurred to me, or maybe just didn't think it's just another avenue I turned on to. It'll be, sometimes I just wanna go back home. It's the life that I know. And if I die, I'd only stay a while. Oh, I don't know. I might find. Mirrors on the back roads I never try to look into. It's the only whole broken picture of a life that I once knew. All the midnight nights and the melodies, like a train whistle loud and clear, like a circus ride running wild and free, echo cold through the air. Sometimes I just want to go back home. Oh, it's the life that I know. And if I die, I'd only stay a while, 'cause I don't know what I'm not fine. The circle grows and nobody knows where the end's gonna be. Sometimes I just want to go back home. Oh, it's the life that I know. And if I die, I'd only stay a while, 'cause I don't know what I might find.
Josh Hardy, woo! Live in the lair here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Hey, if you want to call and get a quick question, and you can do that right now, 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app, Terry.
Yeah. I had to ask you about this. I've gone to a couple of fundraisers for this particular organization, and you said this is really important to you. It's Underdog Pet Rescue.
Yes.
So tell us why this link should be important to everyone else too. And let me say what it is, underdogpetrescue.org. Why is that so important?
Oh, aside of because it just is?
That's the best answer ever. Yeah.
You know, I mean, in the same way that no is a complete answer, this is just a really important thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, there's so many dogs out there. There's so many pets out there. You know, there's so many animals out there that just need a home. And we've got them. We've, you know, like we as humans, we've got the ability to help them, and we should.
Well,
and
you know what? Josh, I feel like animals help us more than we can help them sometimes.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. So. My wife and I started doing dog rescue just around COVID. And I'm sure nobody came out of that whole thing unscathed.
Right.
But I would have been in a much worse place.
Yeah.
If it hadn't have been for those dogs.
Yeah.
How many pets do you have?
We have none. We just have the dogs that we foster.
Yeah. Oh, but wow. That's beautiful. That cool, that? Okay. Yeah.
My dog Dottie, my little Chihuahua mix, came from Underdog.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
fantastic.
Awesome.
And Lauren, the director here in Madison, she is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they got a new place opening, a new vet clinic and shelter opening up on North Stoughton Road.
Yes.
Oh,
and
that's
Flom
so
Road.
Good.
Soon, I think. I don't know.
I think it's soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, it's a wonderful organization.
I love talking about this.
Give them lots of money. Mm-hmm. They need it.
And lots of love to the pets.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Josh Hardy, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Long Time Coming Down. Is this another breakup song?
Perhaps.
Oh, no. Oh, Josh.
We don't mean to laugh.
No, because we've all been there. So,
Everybody can connect with these songs.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just how it is.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hear it, Jimmy K.
It's
what
Max
do you think?
Inc. It's live in the lair on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Well, I saw you again last night. You think I'd know by now? But over and over in my mind, you run me down. What can I do? You know that I can't get through to you. I've done all I could to let you know I tried, but I'd have given anything if you'd give me more time. But I think I'm beginning to realize that it's been a long time, it's been a long time, it's been a long time coming down. I've been waiting, waiting for you to come around. I've been waiting for you to come around. There's a long list of things I'd like to say to you. The boundaries blur with every word, and I know that I know that I've nothing left to prove. You've got everything to keep me around. I've got no time slowing down, or there I go. Guess I'll give my feet back on the road. It's been a long time, it's been a long time. It's been a long time coming down. I've been waiting, waiting for you to come around. I've been waiting for you to come around. Now we're gonna lay in a bed we made, but there's no turning back. Can't recall what went wrong. Can't change the fact that we've been rolling on. We've been rolling on now for too long. It's been a long time, it's been a long time. It's been a long time coming down. I'm through waiting, waiting for you to come around. Through waiting for you to come around. I'm through waiting, waiting.
Oh. Yes. Josh,
wow.
Wow. Josh Hardy live in the lair here on Max Inc. on Civic Media. Just a quick reminder, Max Inc. Heavy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. We got a conversation that Michelle did with somebody. Yeah, would you kindly, as I page through my notes looking for a... Anyway,
yeah.
We've got about 5 minutes left here, Rocker and Terry.
Okay. So, busy guy. Always. So give us a little peek into your summer plans, booking tours, recording albums, tanning, I don't know, going to the beach. Do you even have time to do something like that?
I live close to a beach on Monona, so.
Okay, you know. Got it. Yeah. Are we going to see a schedule from you, or are you working on new music? So that's what you're...
A little bit of both. There's a tour schedule that'll be coming up to joshhardy.com soon. You can also get there via Josh Hardy Music on Facebook. And... on the Instagram as well, but there's a new record that'll be popping up as well.
I can't wait.
So
nice. Maybe you'll have to come back.
I'd love to come back.
Yay. We'll
have to get that new
album. You guys,
album.
I just invited him back, so there.
Are you planning on doing some U.S. stuff, Wisconsin stuff, or are you going back to Europe?
All those things.
Oh, wow.
What's your favorite country to play in Europe? Where's the most enjoyable for you?
I mean, I feel the most at home in the U.K., in Ireland. Mm, like both of those places are, I mean, there's just a culture of music that happens there. You know, a lot of places they prefer you don't use a microphone. you know, it's like especially in Ireland, you know, you play a show and you get done and it doesn't matter how late it is and stuff, and they'll clap and it gets done and they're like, "Are you done?" You know? And then everybody reaches behind their chair and they grab their own guitars and stuff.
Oh,
and that's
and
that's when it really happens, you know?
Like, that is so good.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. You know, when we were touring in Iceland and this guy came out of the audience and he was like, "Well, everybody does poetry in Iceland." And so the band played music while he recited poetry. It was pretty cool.
Over the music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
cool.
Well, hey, the last song that you have for us tonight is brand new. And it's called A Little Help from a Friend. Is this about a therapist with benefits?
Well, I mean, there are definitely benefits to seeing a therapist. So yeah, I mean, I think this is you know, one of those things that, you know, being a dude, I don't often like to talk. And, you know, it's all right to talk.
It is okay to talk, yes.
Thank you for saying that as I'm in a room with all the boys. Yeah.
Well, let's hear it right now. It's Josh Hardy live in the lair here on Max Inc. on Civic Media.
I could have all the will in the world, but it won't do me no good if I keep trying to carry the weight by myself. Good intention at best, it leaves me sitting on the edge of what I'm trying to be and what I was. I've preached myself blue in the face, trying to find and prove my place, but every turn I made was for the worse. Taking so much time translating my own mind, I don't know what it means, cause I don't know the words. I can take a little help from think about it, I'll be in the end. Every time the walls are closing in, it's alright to take a little help from a friend. Every day can seem like the last, a little deja vu from somewhere in the past. If I slow down and look between the lines, there's a reminder that's sometimes hard to find, that I can take a little help from a friend. Think about where I'll be in the end. Every time the walls are closing in, it's alright to take a little help from a friend. It's alright to take a little help from a friend.
Beautiful. Josh Hardy, live in
Josh.
The lair. Josh, thank you so much for coming in tonight. It was great to see you again. I love the music, man.
Oh, thank you
so
very much.
And please, send us a new EP. We'll get it on the air here at Max.
No,
Inc.
he's coming back in. Hello.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Coming back in with a new EP.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Hey, guys. Fun show tonight. Thank you so much for listening. Max Inc. Heavy is coming up next. It's the last Saturday for Heavy. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag SafePlaceSelfieDay on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.